Chapter 24. I must apologize for chasing you out like that, Card said as he walked Han toward the central building. Particularly in the middle of a meal. Not exactly the sort of hospitality we strive for here.
No problem,
Han told him, eyeing him as best he could in the gathering dusk. The light from the building ahead was casting a faint glow on Card's face. With luck, it would be enough to read the other's expression by.
What was that all about, anyway?
Nothing serious, Card assured him easily. Some people with whom I've had business dealings wanted to come and look the place over.
Ah,
Han said.
So you're working directly for the Empire now?
Card's expression cracked just a little. Han expected him to make some sort of reflexive denial. Instead, he stopped and turned to look at Lando and Ghent, walking behind them.
Ghent, he asked mildly.
I'm sorry, sir, the kid said, sounding miserable. They insisted on coming out to see what was happening.
I see.
Card looked back at Han, his face calm again.
No harm done, probably. Not the wisest of risks to take, though.
I'm used to taking risks,
Han told him.
You haven't answered my question.
Card resumed walking.
If I'm not interested in working for the Republic, I'm certainly not interested in working for the Empire. The Imperials have been coming here for the past few weeks to collect Isilamiri, sessile creatures like the ones hanging onto the tree in the Great Room. I offered my assistance in helping them safely remove the Isilamiri from their trees.
What did you get in return?
The privilege of watching them work, Card said, giving me that much extra information to try to figure out what they wanted with the things.
And what did they want with them?
Card glanced at Han.
Information costs money here, Solo. Actually, to be perfectly honest, we don't know what they're up to. We're working on it, though.
I see. But you do know their commander personally.
Card smiled faintly.
That's information again.
Han was starting to get sick of this.
Have it your way. What'll this Grand Admiral's name cost me?
For the moment, the name's not for sale, he told Han. Perhaps we'll talk about it later.
Thanks, but I don't think there's going to be a later,
Han growled, stopping.
If you don't mind, we'll just say our goodbyes here and get back to the ship.
Card turned to him in mild surprise.
You're not going to finish our dinner? You hardly had a chance to get started.
Han looked him straight in the eye.
I don't especially like sitting on the ground like a practice target when there are stormtroopers wandering around,
he said bluntly. Card's face hardened.
At the moment, sitting on the ground is preferable to drawing attention in the air, he said coldly. The Star Destroyer hasn't left orbit yet. Lifting off now would be an open invitation for them to swat you down.
The Falcons outrun Star Destroyers before,
Han countered. But Card had a point, and the fact that he hadn't turned the two of them over to the Imperials probably meant that he could be trusted, at least for now. Probably. On the other hand, if they did stay...
But I suppose it wouldn't hurt us to stick around a little longer,
he conceded.
All right, sure, we'll finish dinner.
Good, Card said. It will just take a few minutes to get things put back together.
You took everything apart?
Lando asked.
Everything that might have indicated we had guests, Card said. The Grand Admiral is highly observant, and I wouldn't have put it past him to know exactly how many of my associates are staying here at the moment.
Well, while you're getting things ready, Han said, I want to go back to the ship and check on a couple of things.
Card's eyes narrowed slightly.
But you will be back.
Han gave him an innocent smile.
Trust me.
Card gazed at him a moment longer, then shrugged.
Very well. Watch yourselves, though. The local predators don't normally come this close to our encampment, but there are exceptions.
We'll be careful, Han promised. Come on, Lando.
They headed back the way they'd come.
So, what did we forget to do back at the Falcon?
Lando asked quietly as they reached the trees.
Nothing,
Han murmured back.
I just thought it'd be a good time to check out Card's storage sheds, particularly the one that was supposed to have a prisoner in it.